Locker room chats continuing here. Week two of high school football is upon us on Friday night. Now time to talk about the Hiawatha Redhawks, and we're joined by the head coach. That is Michael Downard. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop after a nice win in week one against Royal Valley. That final score, 14-13. I know it wasn't the prettiest game, Coach, but I'm sure you'll take a week one win any day of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought the kids did a good job, battled some adversity. You know, we had some injuries again, unfortunately, but I thought our backups came in, did a nice job, responded well. It was a dogfight, kind of like we had thought it would be. So those the linemen played well, linebackers played well, secondary came up, filled well also. So proud of those guys playing hard and battling through some adversity to start the year and taking up the win.
Let's talk about your junior quarterback, Braden Newell, who completed 7-13 passes for 73 yards. How do you feel he handled the offense, and what did you see from him in general?
Yeah, he did a really good job. Proud of him. He hadn't had a ton of reps, a quarterback, this year. He'd had some at 7-on-7 over the summer, but for him to kind of come in, command the offense, get the ball out, know where it needs to go, make the right reads, he did a great job for not having a lot of reps, and excited for him to kind of build on it and see what he can accomplish throughout the year.
Was there another player or two that kind of stood out to you in the way they performed, maybe kind of exceeding your expectations, whether it was offense or defense or maybe even both?
Sure. We had a couple younger guys. Ethan Morton stood out, linebacker. Wayne Kessler did a really good job at left tackle and D-line. You know, Becca Potter did a good job. He's a senior. Maverick Schaefer, those guys did a really good job up front. Gus Smith, another sophomore, did well. He played linebacker. He did a really good job being physical and trying to set that edge and turn things back in. So, yeah, we definitely had some guys stand out.
Hiawatha head football coach Michael Downard joining us here on our locker room chats, getting you set for week two. They'll host Jeff West on Friday. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our weekly chat with Hiawatha football coach, that is Michael Downard, presented by Carl's Body Shop as they get set for their week two matchup coming up on Friday at home, taking on the Tigers of Jefferson West. Coach, you have a chance to take on Jeff West this week, trying to improve to 2-0. What did you see from their game last week against Riverside? That was a low-scoring affair as well, but Riverside getting a third-quarter touchdown, which proved to be the difference in a 13-6 Cyclones win. But what do you see from this Tigers team on tape? What stands out as you prepare for them here in week two?
Sure. Yeah, they do some good stuff. Offensively, they're a little bit like us, like to have a tight end, like to throw it around a little bit, quarterback, and he impresses me as I watch film. He does a good job getting the ball out, getting it to guys. You know, their defense also does a good job. Keep things in front of them. They play pretty assignment sound. They got some big guys up front. You know, it's a game that we need to prepare for. Tell the kids, you know, got to do a good job preparing for them. And I think we've done a nice job so far throughout the week preparing for those guys.
You won the matchup last year 20-7 at their house. Do you see progression as the most in a season from week one to week two? I get a few other coaches' thoughts on this, but wanted to get yours as well. The progression from week one to week two, is that the biggest jump you see at any portion during the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I get how people could say that. I like to think we keep progressing every week, but I think, you know, there is a good progression between week one and week two, especially with us, since we got some sophomores, we got some younger guys. A lot of people haven't been introduced to the physicality as much, and you can kind of see that on Friday night with our game against Royal Valley, that, you know, as the game progressed, they did a good job with the physicality, kind of understanding how the game's progressing and how to match the physicality type of thing. So, yeah, week one to week two should be a nice progression for us. Excited for those young guys to take another step.
You only got the one game of film, you know, with Jefferson West game last week against Riverside, but you've seen them, of course, in years past. Is there maybe not so much a glaring difference, but do you see any differences maybe from the 2022 team that you saw last year and beat 20-7, maybe going into the matchup here in 23, or is it pretty much all the same?
Oh, I think schematically it's pretty much the same, but you can tell again their guys are more comfortable in scheme. Their coaches are asking of them the things they're getting asked to do by their staff. I think just familiarity of it. They look a little bit more disciplined. They have a little bit better idea what they want to do, what they want to accomplish, and I think the kids are bought in as well. for the things they're getting asked to do.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, what's kind of the expectation and maybe a few keys to get a win on Friday against Jeff West?
Sure. It'll be quarterback play, line play. I always tend to think it's line play. So we gotta be able to move those guys up front. We need to be able to run the ball defensively. They're going to, stress us formation-wise, a little bit different, coming off of Royal Valley into Jeff West, who likes to be a little bit more spread out a little bit. It will test our secondary. Our secondary guys need to be focused and ready to play. So I think if we can play fast and keep the ball in front of us in the secondary, I think that'll be a key to the game. Up front, like I just mentioned, we need to be able to run the ball, pound on them a little bit, and see what we can come up with.
Hiawatha Head Football Coach Michael Downer joining us here for another week of our Locker Room Chats. It's brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. They get set to host Jeff West on Friday night for their Week 2 matchup. Of course, catch it on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net, also broadcasting live on KNCA 103.9 FM. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck at home on Friday against Jeff West. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.